Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump's former national security advisor, Michael Flynn, has pleaded guilty to lying to federal agents and has agreed to cooperate with investigators examining allegations of Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. election and collusion between Moscow and the Trump campaign. Here's VOA national correspondent Jim Malone.
As part of the plea deal, Flynn has admitted that a senior member of the Trump transition team directed him to make contact with Russian officials during the presidential transition in December of 2016. So what this means is there's more to come now. And just, you know, recently we've heard the president say he really wanted to have this probe wrapped up even by the end of the year. There's no sign of that happening.
Flynn is the fourth member of the Trump 2016 presidential campaign to be charged, and he is the first White House former White House advisor to plead guilty in connection with the Russia investigation. President Trump calling reports he is trying to force Secretary of State Rex Tillerson out of his post at the State Department fake news. Meeting at the White House with President Trump, reporters asked Tillerson if his job is in jeopardy.
I'm not going anywhere.
How long will you stay for?
Tillerson said Mr. Trump and he have been at odds at times, one report indicating Tillerson referred to the president at one point as a moron. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis is expected to pressure Pakistan to end its alleged ties to militant groups when he visits the country, part of a four-nation tour that began Friday, also visit Egypt, Kuwait, and Jordan. This is VOA News. German police have destroyed a suspected improvised explosive device in Potsdam, a small city on the outskirts of the nation's capital, Berlin. Police warn that there might be other packages in the area. Incident takes on special significance in light of last year's deadly terror attack on a Christmas market in a wealthy shopping area of Berlin. That incident left 12 people dead, dozens more injured. Arab media reporting that Egypt and Russia are on the verge of signing a military cooperation agreement that would allow each side to use the other's airspace and air bases for a period of 5 years. That story now from Edward Uranian in Cairo.
Egypt's red carpet welcome for visiting Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu has set in motion a military rapprochement between Cairo and Moscow after months of hesitation and more than 45 years of hostility following former Egyptian President Anwar Sadat's expulsion of Soviet military advisors from the country in 1972. Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev signed the draft deal with Egypt, inked by Shoigu, which will allow each side to use the other's military facilities and airspace for a period of 5 years. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
There's been another day of protest in Honduras as that country's electoral court begins hand counting votes showing inconsistencies from Sunday's presidential election. Authorities report at least one protester died in unrest triggered by the unfinished count, now on its fifth day. The wife of Princeton University student Xiwen Wang, imprisoned in Tehran on spying charges while conducting dissertation research in Iran, is imploring President Trump to intervene in her husband's case, saying the White House is the focus of her attention. In an interview from Beijing with VOA's Mandarin service, Hua Xu said she hopes the White House and the Trump administration will help. Wang, who was born in China, is a U.S. citizen enrolled in a doctoral program at Princeton University. A website associated with Iran's judiciary said that Wang collected a lot of classified information during the course of his academic work in Iran. He was detained in August of 2016, subsequently convicted of collaborating for foreign governments, and was then sent to prison. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.